Welcome to
World According to Noah.
And what was our sweet ditty today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You just made that up?
No.
Okay, so let me rephrase that. What was our sweet ditty today?
From a video game.
From what?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
So why are you trying to act like you made up some fancy song? I don't know either. All right, so how's your week been?
Good.
Have we done anything since your our last podcast?
No.
No. You were gone all weekend, huh?
Yeah.
You saw your cousin.
That was it.
You got to spend a little time. Not a whole lot, but a little bit, right?
Yeah.
He happened to be in town while you were camping. So, this was your deep sea fishing camp out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm boring you already. Anyway. So, you're going to lead this podcast today, and you're going to tell us all about deep sea fishing, or at least what you learned.
Heavy pound weight.
Heavy pound weight. What's that mean?
10 pounds.
So those things at the end of the line were 10 pound weights?
Yeah. That's what the number said on the weight.
I don't think it was 10 pounds.
It said 10 pounds.
It said 10 lb.
It didn't say lb, it just said 10.
So yeah, I don't think it's 10 pounds. Let's see.
Well,
it was a big weight. I know that. I saw it hanging.
That's what it felt like.
Keep talking.
What do you want me to talk about?
What you did.
Fished. About the fishing. It was boring. On the way there, because we had to travel like 500 miles outward. That's what it felt like.
You remember about how long it took y'all?
About like an hour.
Cause you do you know how long, how far out y'all went?
No.
I think y'all were supposed to be like 4 miles. Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't say 10. It says. Well, where did it go? This is really interesting. This says 4 to 6 ounce, so maybe it's a 10 ounce. Which 10 ounce is pretty heavy.
We had to go all the way down to the floor of the sea.
Yeah, but I can't imagine it was 10 pounds, but I can't find. Anyway, it was a heavy weight.
We had to go all the way to the bottom of the sea.
So did you just... Did you actually cast it, or did y'all just drop it?
Drop.
So when you're ready to go, what did you use for bait?
Squid.
Is that all y'all had?
Yeah, and some cut up fish.
Fish and squid?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they did with the people that didn't want their fish.
They used it as bait?
Yeah. So or threw it back, I don't remember.
Well, if it was a certain size, I had to throw them back, right?
Yeah, and they... And what the guy right beside us accidentally caught a red snapper, and he didn't say fish on the line. So
is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, because right now it's illegal season for them, yeah, and it's
not
dead
red snapper season. It was dead.
Yeah, he waited like 4 minutes.
So he kind of kept it hanging there.
No, he had it in his hands.
Oh, womp womp. Was it big?
About this big.
So it wasn't even big either, huh?
No. But the guy, like near the end of the trip, some guy caught like a huge red snapper.
Is that the one you're talking about, the really big fish?
Yeah, it looks like one of those, think of a fish happy birthday balloon at Publix. It looked like that.
Yeah. Big and fat?
Yeah.
Now, you said something about they let the air out of it?
Yeah. I don't know. They had to let something out of it, and it They like stabbed it a little bit and like it popped for some reason.
You told me that the other day and I meant to look it up. Let's see.
I don't know why they had to do that.
That was on the snapper?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was because they had like it hanging from something.
Let's see. A venting tool. How do you deflate red snappers? What? Venting. Like groupers, snappers, and sea bass, which have large swim bladders. These are true bottom dwellers and the most vulnerable to bladder expansion. Here's why do fish need venting? It's a common practice used by anglers to facilitate the successful release of a fish that exhibits, I guess, it's kind of the same thing. When you come up really fast from the bottom of the ocean, you know you're not supposed to do that. Did you know that?
No.
Because of pressure. It's called barotrauma symptoms. Particularly those associated with expanded swim bladders. So,
well, I don't have a swim bladder.
They deflate it so that they can put them back in the water and they go back down where they're supposed to be. Easier.
I wish it was red snapper season.
Was it that big? Or was it bigger than that? That's a pretty big snapper there.
It was fatter.
Fatter? Well, it might have been fatter because it was full of air.
No, like it was...
Oh.
It was inflated. It was like... trying to think of an example that's in this room.
That's kind of neat. I never knew you had to do that.
Well, I don't know what I ate, but it tasted pretty good.
Was it loud when you popped it, or when he popped it?
No, it sounded like when you pop a wet whoopee cushion.
Yeah. So it just went...
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. So you just got a big weight and a piece of squid and you just dropped your weight down.
Yeah.
And then when you caught something, how'd you know you caught it?
Tugging. It would tug like a regular fishing rod because you would have to put it under your shoulder.
And so you feel it hidden on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Or under your armpit?
Under, yeah.
And how many fish did you catch?
4.
Who caught the most with y'all? How many kids went with you?
3.
There was 3 adults, right?
4.
4 adults?
Yeah, Mr. Shane said.
And who else? Mr. Matt?
David said. Mr. Adam.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Brennan caught 7, apparently.
7?
Yeah.
So he had the record, I guess?
I don't know. I didn't ask the other people.
Oh, you don't know who all caught everything?
No.
But you caught 4. And you don't know what kind they were. They're just fish.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, y'all had pretty much all the same stuff. But I
didn't catch a red one.
You just caught the silver ones?
Yeah. And brown.
Because y'all had silver and... Were they brown?
They looked brown.
They looked silver and red when they had them kind of all laid out. But I don't know what kind of fish they were. My dad thought they were amberjack, but you said they called them something else. Ruby lips, yeah, because I looked that up too, and I don't know what that is either.
Amberjack's out of season.
Yeah, because that's what they told you?
No, that's what it was on the sign.
No. Oh. They had a big sign telling you what all was in season?
No.
And what all you couldn't catch?
It just said what you couldn't catch, and it was 3 different fish.
Amberjack, snapper, and what else?
I don't remember the other one. I didn't catch the other one.
So did nobody caught any sharks or anything?
No. Only that giant red snapper.
That was the biggest fish?
Yeah.
Nobody caught anything really weird?
No.
No.
I guess David did with the trigger fish.
That's what, when I went fishing the last time, I think it's the last time, that's all we caught were trigger fish.
I'm going to deep sea fish again, but I don't have a deep sea fishing pole.
No, you just use whatever's on the boat. Usually that's...
No, I mean at the trip that I'm going to.
Oh, you think you're going to They're going to give you time to fish?
Or whatever it's called, sinning?
Yeah, I think that's where you use a net.
Oh, I saw people doing that off a dock. It was pretty cool. They kind of like clams.
No, what that one is, what we're talking about now is Noah is going back to the beach. He was at the beach last weekend, and he's going back to the beach next weekend with his school. But I think seining, isn't that what it said? Seining?
Yeah, something like Sanding? That.
I think that's where you catch stuff in tidal pools. Huh. Didn't it say something about tidal pools?
No.
What did it say?
It said marine biology.
Yeah. Because something said, I thought it said tidal pools on there.
Why'd you have to open a new tab?
Well, I didn't mean to. Sinning fish. Oh, that's that kind of big net.
And like you throw it out?
No, I think you drag it. See?
Oh.
Crab. I think somebody walks it further out in the water and somebody keeps it closer to the beach. And you drag it and then you see what all you can catch.
I don't want to be the one in the water.
And they show different kind of fish you can catch and crabs.
Crab.
But no, he's going to another trip to the beach with his school. I was thinking that was tidal pools.
Maybe
you
they'll
might do
let
that
us,
too.
Maybe they'll let us go regular fishing.
I don't know.
So I might bring my own fishing rod just in case.
We'll find out in the meeting.
Hopefully.
But I don't know if you don't have the kind of stuff to go deep sea fishing, even on the beach. Because once again, you'd have to have heavy weights because you got to get it all past the waves, right?
You know you can't throw it.
Well, if you're on the beach, you can. Some people fish from the beach. But if you're on the pier, you drop it.
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. We'll have to do it again.
The worst part was trying not to go under the boat because I didn't know where the propeller was.
Oh. Trying to keep your line from out from under the boat.
Yeah, so I would have to reel it up really fast if I saw it go under the boat.
It's usually towards the back.
Yeah, I was in the back.
Well, like in the back. Like it's under the boat, but kind of the back middle.
I was also in the back. I was like right off in the back middle.
What else did you do? Let's see, you caught fish. And then you had to work on a merit badge, right?
Yeah.
You had to complete it.
I had to cut up in a fish.
You had to fillet a fish.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I would rather do that indoors.
Oh, because all the bugs?
Yeah. Still gross.
Yeah.
I barely got the intestines out because I didn't want to touch more fish guts.
I'm glad that somebody else helped you do that because I had no idea how to do it. I don't think I've ever.
You had to lift up their fin. You had to cut, first you had to cut like this little, through this, the back, like underneath their tummy.
Yeah.
And there's a little black dot you had to cut to. And that's how you get the intestines out.
Yummy.
And then you have to.
And you go down at the head, right?
No. You go behind the fin.
Oh. I thought you went you to cut, the head and then went down.
You cut down from the fin and then you. Like, saw it.
All the way back when you get kind of where the. You kind of go halfway down so that you get one half.
Yeah.
And then flip it over and do the other side.
Yeah. And then you just leave the head.
Yeah.
The head's useless. Unless you're using shark bait.
So they didn't chum up the water for y'all?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Ice?
No. That's where they have a bunch of chopped up fish pieces. And they throw it out there, and that usually has sharks.
No.
Because when I went...
threw ice.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything. When I went... I think it was when we were in the Bahamas. We went...
Bahama.
Swimming with sharks. And that's what they do. They throw a bunch of fish pieces to get all the sharks out there. And then you go down and... you swim, and they're swimming around you.
Did they eat you?
Yes, they ate me.
How?
They ate my leg. I don't have a leg anymore.
Why do you have two legs then?
That's why they call me Peg Leg Chad. I opened up a restaurant. That's fake.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, well. It's a good story, though, wasn't it?
No.
It really wasn't fun swimming with the sharks.
Why?
Because what they did is they get you up to a certain spot and they lay a rope out. And in theory, that rope would stay further out. But there's nothing to weigh the rope down, so what do you think it did?
It went away.
No, it's attached to the boat. But it came closer to the boat. So what you're supposed to do, you get in the water and hold on to this rope, and you go further out. And then everybody's holding on to this rope. And the rope started coming back towards the boat, so everybody's all on top of each other, trying to look down in the water and see the fish. Because you got goggles on. And I think we had snorkels.
You can flip over a shark.
Well, I couldn't because I was huddled in between a bunch of people.
If you're like in the water, you can flip it.
Well, we weren't really like that because we had to hang on to the rope.
You had to grab their underbelly and flip it.
And how do you know this?
I saw a video of a guy do it. It was funny.
Do you think you would do that?
No.
No. Another time I swam with sharks. See, that we swam with sharks there, and then we went to another site, and we got to swim around. We had snorkels. We didn't have, like, underwater. But we could swim around and look at all the tropical fish. That's kind of neat. But the other time I swam with sharks, you'll never guess where it was.
The Bahamas?
Nope.
Where? Florida?
It was in Florida.
Disney World?
Disney World. I swam with sharks in Disney World. But that was horrible. That was even worse than the other one.
Why?
Because they have a shark tank, or a tank that has sharks in it, I guess. It's supposed to look like a lagoon. But whatever it is, they had to keep the water cold for the sharks. So the water was like 60-something degrees, I think. 66 degrees, 68 degrees.
That's not cold.
Oh, it's cold when you get in it. Trust me. And so, all I did, I got in, I was freezing, and there's like an island in the middle, so I swam as fast as I could to get to the island, caught my breath, and then got in and swam as fast as I could to get out. I never looked down at the fish because I was freezing. It was cold, and I stood in a long line so I could do that, and I couldn't even handle it.
You should have at least just like...
I tried. It was cold.
No, you should have sat in the water at the beginning.
No, you were supposed to, that was the whole thing. It was like a ride. Because you had a line we had to stand in, and then you get in, and you swim across, and then somebody swims across after you, and another one's swimming, so that's why you kind of had to keep going.
So you got to, did you have to swim around the island?
I think I went, I think I crawled over it or something, I don't remember. I just remember there was a place we stopped in the middle. No, it wasn't really an island, it was just kind of a thing in the middle.
Resting spot?
Yeah, I guess. I just remember it was really cold. So I didn't see anything.
Didn't they put you in scuba gear?
No, you just had... I don't know if you even had a snorkel. I know you had a mask. I think that was it. I don't think you had a snorkel. You just had a swimsuit. It's cold.
Cold.
And I did a water slide through a tank of sharks.
In the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas.
Yeah, I seen that video.
You were too little to do it.
I went to the Bahamas.
Yep.
I want to go to Cuba.
You've actually been to the Bahamas twice.
I don't remember it.
Once where we stayed at Atlantis, which is a resort down there. And once when we stopped on the Disney cruise. You marched with penguins.
I want to go to Cuba.
Why would you want to go to Cuba?
The houses look weird there.
In the Bahamas, we took a tour that took us to some zoo. And in that zoo, you got to march with flamingos. Did I say penguins a minute ago?
Yeah.
Well, I meant flamingos. Cool. I had a flamingo show, and you marched with them. You were little. So, what else can you tell us about fishing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So you, how did y'all cook it? Do you remember?
We didn't cook it.
The adults cooked it.
Yeah. We deep fried them.
They just put it in some kind of fish fry stuff and then deep fried it.
Flour, some random sauce, bread, crumbs.
And was it good?
Yeah. I threw up. Does that count?
Well, you said you threw up because you think something was wrong with the mac and cheese.
I don't know. It could have been the bacon.
You had bacon too?
My bad. That was the morning.
I was about to say.
It could have been the fish.
Did anybody else throw up?
Gavin did. Because of the bacon.
Did y'all not cook the bacon right?
Apparently he said it was raw. And it looked burnt.
Raw bacon's not good.
I almost threw up too. It could have been the eggs.
Y'all didn't do too good this time, huh?
No.
So y'all had a fish fry, some hush puppies. Were those good?
Yeah. I had a lot of those.
Do you remember the hush puppies I made before?
No.
No. I was wondering if they were like those.
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yeah, they had little potato wedges.
Yeah. Were those fried too?
Mm-mm.
You didn't try those?
No, I had those. I just don't know if they were deep
fried. Were they semi-crunchy? Or were they just...
Yeah, I guess.
You're the one that ate them, not me.
And then we had Oreos.
Deep fried Oreos.
I had a golden one.
And you liked those.
Yeah, because it didn't have powder on it.
Powder was sugar, kid.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No.
What do you think it was?
It tastes good.
It's powdered sugar. Is what it's called. Which is the same thing as sugar. They just do something extra to it. Which makes it powdered.
Everybody was happy when I tried the fish, but they weren't happy when I tried the eggs.
But you've had eggs before, haven't you?
No. Oh. I had omelets. Which is an egg, but not that. But we had scrambled eggs!
So, alright, so I looked up real quick to see what kind of fish you could have caught in Gulf Shores, which is where you went fishing. It says you could have caught yellowfin tuna. That's what that is. I don't know how far you have to go out. I think you got to go out really far for that. Mahi-mahi, which is a really good fish.
Mr. Matt wanted to catch one.
What, a mahi-mahi?
Yeah, Gavin called it the receding hairline fish.
They're quite tasty.
Wahoo.
A wahoo?
Like the milk brand?
That's Yoo-hoo.
I was almost close.
A sailfish.
I wanted one of those.
And a blue and white marlin. That's also the same kind of thing.
What else?
A marlin has, I think its fin's bigger.
No, a marlin has a bigger nose.
What makes you say that?
Because I know marlins.
Okay, so I guess a sailfish might have a bigger fin. Let's see.
Sailfish are called sailfish because of their fin is bigger.
But a marlin's bigger. The fin's bigger on a sailfish, so you were correct. But the marlin is a bigger fish. But anyway, I think you have to go really deep for those.
No, wait, so is the swordfish just a fish with a sword? As a nose?
I think it's the same thing. I think that's considered a swordfish, right?
Look up swordfish. Why don't you open another tab?
Because I was keeping those open.
Swordfish.
You let me worry about my tabs.
No.
Swordfish.
So. Yeah,
I guess it's a different kind.
I know it.
So there's that many fish that have
fishes.
Sharp. Noses. Pointy noses. A swordfish is also known as a broadbill.
Never heard of it.
I hadn't heard broadbill before either.
Can you look up a can you look at the images for swordfish?
They look like the same thing.
And then go. That's a sailfish.
No, a sailfish has a really long.
No, go back. Don't.
That's a sailfish.
No, bottom. Left.
That's a sailfish. That's a big fish.
Wait, can you click that image?
This is really interesting for the people listening to us.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
That takes up the whole boat.
Let's see.
The worst part about that is probably trying to figure out how to keep it in the boat.
So that's what you did. Party boat fishing. They got a bunch of red snapper. Thought it'd have some more little things. It just had those ones listed. Oh well.
Just look up fish you can find in Gulf Shores.
That's what I did.
Different types of fish in Gulf Shores.
So, let's see. Here's the last one.
Why is that? Why is there just a random beer can right
there? That's a whiting, and that's a pompano.
Never heard of them.
That's a 16-ounce drink can, so you can see how big they are.
I'm pretty sure that the white...
that's what y'all had.
No, I'm pretty sure this? The... No.
What?
The white one. I'm pretty sure that was out of season.
The pompano?
Yeah. Or the... No, the white... No, yeah, that round fat one.
The pompano. Yeah, that's that a whiting, that's a pompano.
That was out of season.
Oh, what in the world? That's a sand flea. That's what you can fish with. That's kind of creepy looking. It's not a turtle.
It looks like one. Whiting. Redfish.
Speckled trout.
Black drum.
A drum.
Spanish mackerel.
Mackerel.
Bluefish.
And y'all didn't see any of these.
Sharks. Catfish. Flounder.
You know what's weird about a flounder?
No.
It's only one side.
Huh?
Like it's kind of a flat fish. Stingray.
Ladyfish.
Oh, a ladyfish.
Never heard of it.
All right.
Is it just like a very small fish?
What? A ladyfish?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that
also
it?
Also called a skipjack.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, there's some other ones that you might could catch. A mullet. That's one thing they do in Gulf Shores.
What?
At the Floribama. They do a mullet toss where they throw mullets.
I don't... Can you look up a picture of a mullet so I can see what it is? Because I've never heard of one.
I used to have a mullet.
Those tiny fish?
No, on my head.
Oh.
You mullets where you have short hair and long hair. See?
Mullet fish.
I guess you got to put fish or you're going to get a bunch of pictures of mullets.
They look weird.
Yeah, they're not big fish.
Why are they called mullet fish?
I don't know. I didn't name them.
I don't see a mullet.
All right. So that was part one of our ocean experience, because not next week, but the next week we should have a new ocean experience, and you should learn a lot of stuff, shouldn't you?
I don't know about that.
I think you should, because that's what you're going is to learn. This time you're going just to fish. So you're going to have a lot of knowledge next time around. All right.
Ooh.
You got anything you want to tell the people?
Like and subscribe. Go to worldaccordingtonoah@gmail.com if you want a free sticker.
They're going fast.
Wink, wink.
I don't even know where the stickers are. Don't send an email. We can't find the stickers.
They're up there.
Oh. Never mind. Send an email. Noah found the stickers. All right. worldaccordingtonoah@gmail.com. Go to iTunes. Give us a comment. Subscribe. Tell a friend, all that good stuff. We'd love to hear from you. You got anything else?
No.
All right. Have a great week.
Bye. Bye.